Well, they seem like they get along well, and usually there's like no fights or anything, and it's really quiet.
From what Funan Pham could see, her neighbors, Catherine Kubecker, and her husband were a happy couple, married within the last few years.
She's accused of cutting off his genitals.
That's what I heard. So when I found out, I said, oh my God.
Longtime resident Lourdes Painter, who lives in the Flower 2 condominiums downstairs from where the mutilation happened, is close to the victim.
I was in tears. I like the guy. Really.
Police say they got a 911 call from Catherine Kubecker. When they arrived at the couple's condo, 48-year-old Becker met them at the door, allegedly blurting out that he deserved it. And she pointed to the bedroom where her husband, who we are not identifying because he is an alleged domestic violence victim, was tied by the hands and feet to his bed and was bloody.
From what the detectives were able to learn is that the wife did prepare the meal. The husband thought it tasted funny, which caused him to go back and lie down on the bed where presumably he passed out. And when he awoke, he felt that he was already tied to the bed and his wife was over top of him getting ready to cut off his genitalia. And he, at that crucial moment, he comes into realization of what is going on.
Detectives say Becker then ground up her husband's genitals in the garbage disposal. A likely motive for the disturbing crime? According to court documents, Becker's husband filed for divorce 2 months ago, citing irreconcilable differences.